You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Got a little damages done, my friend, coming up later on this hour. Because we got all the sports talk to go on, man. And Sports Talk on WQAM is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Just visit us at ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Wow.
What's that?
I was looking at Carlos Huerta.
What did he say?
No, he was the kicker for the Baltimore team.
Well, he was?
That was a former Kane, right?
Yeah, he was a Kane.
That
was
number 27, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was a Gordo.
Huh. If you were to win the MVP, this would be similar to your name. Hmm. The guy who won the most valuable player was Tracy Ham.
Love a ham sandwich, dude.
You're a cheese. You know of cheesing. So, yeah, definitely ham and cheese.
Speaking of hamming it up, that used to be Mike McDaniel. Now he's just sad. He's not in a great place right now. No, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be, Jennifer. He really shouldn't be, especially when he's, you know, coming out with doozies like this.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Shut up!
Damn!
Wow!
She's furious
with this guy.
I don't want to hear it.
To win games, you have to win the game,
not
lose the game.
Damn. You definitely can't get into an argument with Jay Fig. Man is not winning. He ain't even getting a word.
Don't lose.
Yo, they talked to Herm Edwards, and Herm looked at him like, come on, man.
He said that?
Like, come on.
And would say, he's like,
Herm said, you play to win the game. And then the hello after that, which was the point.
It was
hello.
Top notch.
That was it. But when somebody says what Mike McDaniel said.
Oh, when he's out here just dropping.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Exactly, dude.
Horrible.
Yep. Well, he was asked a question yesterday, and I was listening to the press conference on my way home, right? Mm-hmm. And I heard this question, and I just immediately went, oh no. Because I just knew this was going to head down a bad road.
Oh no.
I could just tell with him at this point, I'm like, oh no, that's not going to go well. Because here's the thing. When you ask Mike McDaniel an open-ended question, there's no telling when it stops.
Well, if you ask him an open-ended question, he's definitely going to send it back to you with an open-ended answer.
This was Mike McDaniel when asked yesterday about Dolphins culture.
Mike, this is it's a pretty open-ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building? I think...
Already?
Yes.
You don't want to hear it?
He already gave you enough right there.
The fact that he returned the question.
He starts it off repeating the question. Hey, you know that used to piss your parents off. He say, did you do that?
There's nothing worse.
Don't recall.
As a man, when your girl is disgusted of you. Like she can't stand you. Your presence, your essence just annoys her. Jay Fig right now can't even stand hearing the man's voice.
You got the ick?
I have the ick. And if McDaniel I hear him breathe into the microphone one more time,
it's
I'm going to lose it.
It's over, bro. It's over.
Ick Daniel.
No, she doesn't want any part of him.
Nothing.
It's over. This relationship is done.
You know, it's a lot like Love Island, you know? You just get to that point, and then all of a sudden, you know,
and,
Jeremiah.
And the whole 3 days
they're
there.
I'd rather go home than be coupled. Yep.
You get tired in the 3 days that you're there?
We're just at that point. It's like Jeremiah and Hoda.
I'll tell you when you get tired of it. When the girl you with is giving somebody else a lap
dance. Oh, all the rhythm. Yeah, she's giving you rhythm.
Right.
She's giving the other guy rhythm.
Right.
I got to tell you, I thought Hoda got a, you know, she got too much crap for crossing the line there. I thought everybody else was crossing lines as well.
Really?
It's the only thing I give Hoda a pass for, though.
Come on, dude. What?
Many lines were crossed.
Here. There's a bunch of people can do the same thing. If you don't like the person to start, then you're probably not going to like what they did more than the other person. That's just how it works.
It's a pretty open-ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building?
Good question.
I think there's a locker room full of connected people that are...
Not connecting.
That... they say we do is kind of our mantra, but we do work to produce results, and we fearlessly attack things that we fail at. So as far as defining the culture, I think people are mostly responsible who you are working with and the direction.
Are you making
going
me turn
in.
This off?
And no, yeah,
you see how long it is.
We have a unified,
unification,
a unified locker room and a unified, really, really team. That you know, it's one of the things that failure provides an opportunity to see that with transparency.
Left.
You can't.
Can we just
you
take
don't,
a knee?
You're not. It's not as gray as everyone going in the same direction. You know, a lot of times when people are when you experience collective failure, or you lose a game or two games, you get to see exactly what type of culture you have based upon how people respond. So it's one of the reasons I focus on response so much because to me that's all. Really life is and teams are and cultures are.
Which one do you want? This one?
You know we in a bad place where she's asking for sound.
That one.
Nobody wants minus one for lying.
That one, thank you.
For deception.
For being a loser.
Wow. Fraud.
I'm sorry, man.
Bum.
Fire the bum guns.
What was the question?
I don't even remember what the question was. Oh.
Something about culture.
What is the Dolphins' culture in the building?
He said culture once.
He said, so culture is
people
results.
People in a locker room.
Something about failure gives you a chance to do more failure. Something like that. I don't know. It was crazy.
Something, dude. I, whew.
Nah, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Some of these answers now over the last... 2 months have just been...
2 years, maybe?
Well, I mean, yeah, but he sounds like a guy that knows his you know, his days are numbered here. That's what it sounds like.
It's crazy. He sounds like a lawnmower trying to get revved up. It's crazy.
Not even. No.
It's really bad.
No, he doesn't. You know why? Because eventually a lawnmower will start.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
Again,
honestly,
I would say this.
Just take the microphone away from him.
And I'm going to say this, and this is the reality of how we do stuff. If they were winning, it'd be cute.
Yeah, but they're not.
So it's annoying. That's the general nature.
But he also seems lost.
He can't read the room. He can't be.
He seems lost.
Let me explain, like... I don't know if the word is lost. I think sometimes coaches get caught up in trying so hard not to say anything that it just comes across like Mike McDaniel, right? Like he does a lot of talking without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches that do that, right? There's coaches that are very short. You know, there's coaches that don't you know, won't answer any questions. Like, he tries to answer them in his own way while being thorough, while saying nothing all at the same time.
Yeah, but that was genuinely a question that was basically like, hey, what's your philosophy here? Like, what do we got? What do you got? And he doesn't really have any answers.
You know why? Because, and this is, in all honesty, any player will tell you this,
mm-hmm.
culture doesn't have a damn thing to do with the coach. Right?
You don't think so?
No.
I mean,
how you do things, and I'll even say this for the Miami Heat,
mm-hmm.
how you do things, how you practice, how you prepare, okay, the things that you have to do to develop, that comes from the coach. But maintaining that,
mm-hmm.
that comes from the UDs and the D-Wades. Agreed. And so from that standpoint, the people who have the most access to the players – or other players.
But all that stuff is passed down. Like, if you're going to use the Heat as an example, like, all that stuff is passed down from the top of the organization. Like, they all learn that from
Pat.
Yeah,
but they have – look, they have rules, but the culture is set by the players who enforce those rules all the time, because coaches aren't with the players all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And how you work, how you do things, what you put into your craft, that comes from – the players and is passed down from play from or you know.
But Pat has things that he believes in, and I think can articulate.
Yes.
Like whether it means anything or not. Like, if he's asked that, Pat Riley has his mantras, he has his principles.
Yeah, but I would say they would say the culture is how we approach our job, how we approach work, and how we put. No, he didn't.
He didn't say
no,
that.
He didn't. No, he didn't, because it. Like.
I'm sure I could give him a lot if I could say here and go give him notes. I could give him notes on things to say, but he didn't say that.
He would deviate. He'd be a rogue.
Everything he does
He would be rogue. Like, you know what? Here's what you'd be whispering behind him. All right, coach, okay, we're going to go into this presser.
Hmm.
You're going to probably be asked these questions. I have cue cards.
Right. So he does have people to do that.
You stick to the basics.
Right.
Soon as it starts,
mm-hmm.
we got a rogue. Rogue one.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I'm sure the PR department knows. I'm sure they're just like, all right.
We tried.
Trust me, I'm sure the PR staff who has to transcribe all this, they're just like,
oh no,
transcribe. You
know? Yeah, they have to write everything that he says.
Just really?
Yeah, I'm sure AI can do it now. But they used
to. I mean, AI would be like, what?
What? This is actually very deep.
What?
Schmeath and Schmolnick. Surprising. Coaches teach culture. Players carry culture.
Yeah. That's wow. But that's what I'm saying.
Very profound, like, for a guy who, like, just tells us to go to hell,
like,
though.
Like, there's been a bunch of coaches that have a way of doing things, but it never gets through to their players. I'll give you a perfect example. Vic Fangio. Like, how he did things didn't go well with the other players, but it was probably because of his delivery and not having anybody on his – you know, on that defense that could pass that message on.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. You know, when the old don't like having their message carried on, they like to just give it like that, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend.
Really? Damage was done for the last hour and a half. Now we're going
to
actually play the game? Damage is done?
Games, you have to win the game.
Really?
Not lose the game.
Yeah.
You know, when the damage is damage, you got to get it done.
Exactly, dude.
No.
That's a point.
No. Stop. Don't
no, that's
stop.
A point
stop.
From Vlad. No, that's a point.
Point for Vlad.
Take a break. Back after this.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember, this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.